it by memory. Don't look at the book. Sisters, talk about the sisters. Brothers, even a little stronger. Into my heart, into my heart, spread into my heart, Lord Jesus, home today and have your way, all of my heart. One more time together, no instruments. Spread into my heart, Lord Jesus, make home today and have your way in all of my heart, Lord Jesus. Let's pray that. Let's repeat the words, but pray it. Amen. Into my heart. Into my heart, spread into my heart, Lord Jesus. Make home today and have your way
in all of my heart, Lord Jesus.
Into my heart, into my heart, spread into my heart, Lord Jesus. Make home today and have your way in all of my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen. Welcome to Penuel.
Amen.
How many of you, this is your first time, your first meeting at Penuel? Raise your hand. Higher, raise your hand nice and high. Oh my. Probably about half of us. Then really welcome. Welcome. The rest of us, probably the majority of us, were of the majority of the rest of us, were here in March for the inaugural conference, the very first one. Wasn't that a good time?
Yeah.
It was a very good time. The Lord blessed us, I think, from the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. I have been looking forward. I think many of us have been looking forward to these 10 days. This is something unprecedented. This is something different. Not too many places, of the churches I mean, handle their summer school in this way, to take 10 days away like this. So this is something quite new. It's also new for us. It's also new for us. So we are working through many logistics. Of course, this being the first time that we are holding this here at the camp, there are still many things that we are working out. Even the lodging, that'll be done probably within the next 35 to 45 minutes. Everything will be ready. Everyone will have a place to sleep tonight. Don't worry about that. Anyway, there's still things that have to be worked out. But I would tell you, brothers and sisters, that it is my expectation and my anticipation that a number of you, by the time we're done, you will be able to testify from your heart, this was the best week or week and a half of my entire life. I just trust that will be your testimony. We will be here in this sanctified place. This is really a sanctified place. apart from many, many distractions, and with very little cell reception, and with no Wi-Fi. Oh, this is like the good old days. This is when people could go to a mountain and meet God. Meet God. And you know, for those of you who may not, be aware, the name of this camp is technically the Kingston. Kingston is the location. We're very close to the city of Kingston. The Kingston Penuel Christian Center. And you'll see this letters around KPCC. KPCC. It's on all the dorms, on all the buildings. Actually, all the buildings say Camp Rosendale and underneath KPCC. So the KPCC stands for Kingston Penuel Christian Center. And for the community, the community knows this place as Camp Rosendale because we're very close to Kingston, but we're technically in the town of Rosendale. Yeah. So we thought it would be good for the community that we still keep the name. But many of us very, I would say, endearingly refer to this place as Camp Penuel. Camp Penuel. And for those who may not be aware where this name comes from, this is from the book of Genesis, chapter 32. That is the place, the name of the place, where Jacob had an experience, very unique experience with the Lord. And you may know this, story without knowing the place. But this story is where Jacob wrestled with God. How many of you are familiar with that story? You know that about that story. Jacob wrestled with God. He was there one night and actually quite anxious over some things, quite anxious for his life even. And suddenly, he describes that a man kind of appeared, and at the beginning he didn't know who it was, and he thought this man was threatening his life. And though they got into, it's very interesting, they didn't get into a kind of just typical fight. It says very clearly that they wrestled. They wrestled, you know, wrestle. Wrestle is different from, Sam, come. You know, when you're fighting, this is Sam. Everybody know Sam? Now you do. Okay, Sam. And so when you're fighting, if I'm going to throw a punch, he may block and then, okay, so you know. But if he comes at me, I just, woo, oh, I'm too fast for him. Oh, ooh. You know, there was a famous boxer. He just passed away. Yeah. You know what he talked? He said something like, what is it? Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Like, he was famous for when the guy he'd just get away from him, get away, and he'd. And then when he wasn't, boom, like that. Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, so that was his style. He was very fast. He was a great athlete. So, but that's not what God and Jacob were doing. Woo, they weren't doing that. Oh, wait. They were wrestling. That I know he could beat me. They were like touching each other. Can you imagine God? No, can you imagine Jacob touched, like wrapped his arms around God? He grabbed him. He was like, wow. And it says all night. And then God said, when it was getting morning, God said, let me go. Why would God say, let me go? Because he was wrapped. Maybe God, okay, let me go. That's enough. Let me go. You know what Jacob said? No. Right. He said, no. That's like the only time it's right to say no to God. When he says, let me go. All the other time, never, don't say no to God. So he said, no. But he didn't just say no. What did he say? Do you know? He said, no. I won't let you go until you bless me. Ooh. That is very bold when you're talking to God. I will not let you go until you bless me. And God did. God blessed him. And actually, in that whole discourse, that talk, God changed his name. He says, what's your name? What's your name? Actually, he asked God his name, and then God asked him his name. What kind of a conversation? What's your name? He said, what's your name? They were like that. What's your name? And then he said, Jacob. He says, no more Jacob. You're going to be called from now on Israel. From that night, that's where this name Israel came from. You know, till today, there's a country. It's the middle of everything. You know, when you have a proper map, that's the middle. Not the U.S. with the other things on the side. The middle is there. That's why they call the Middle East, Israel. It came from that night. And you know, the name Jacob means, the name Jacob means supplanter. That means like a trickster. Oh, what kind of a name? What, Brother Ola, what if your parents had named you trickster? Conniver. Cheater. Oh, that wouldn't be a good name. That's not what Ola means in... No. What does Ola mean in...
Ola means wealth.
Wealth? Ooh. I didn't know that. Wow. Amen. Supplanter. His name got changed to Wrestler with God. It could also be translated Israel, Prince of God. Prince of God. But it could be translated Wrestler of God. So he says, because you have wrestled with God and have prevailed. What does that mean? That means you fought with me and you won. What? How could somebody beat God? And then God touched him here, and he went, ow, and let him go. God touched him right here, right, like here, somewhere in here, in the hollow of the thigh, hollow, somewhere, touched him, somewhere in there. You know, this is like the strongest muscle here. And God just went, boop, and, well, I don't think God went, boop. That was just for illustration purposes. But you understand my point. God just touched him there, and that means God could have beat him anytime. But God went along because he likes being face to face and grabbing people. And he likes when people hold him like that. And then when God did that to him, he walked with a limp the entire rest of his life. Which would what, you know? I think that would remind him of that night for the whole rest of his life. And that's why we named this place Penuel. Because the next morning, you know, after this was all done, Jacob realized, or Israel realized, he says, I have seen God face to face. And yet I live. So he named this place Penuel, which in Hebrew means the face of God. So that's the experience we want everyone here to have. We want everyone who comes here, we want them to have this experience every day. Amen. Every day. That you see God, the face of God. Actually, though, you know, in Genesis, that was, in a sense, something physical. But it does tell us in the book of 2 Corinthians, it tells us that the face of Jesus Christ, the face of God, is right now in our spirit. I want to show you those verses. I want to show you those verses. Please open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay, young people, saints, I don't know how many times we are going to end up saying this throughout the course of the 10 days, but to open your Bible, you don't have to speak as much as you just did. Just open your Bible. Just find your Bible. If you don't have your books with you, then you try your best to share with the ones around you. Okay? 2 Corinthians. Tim, is it safe to write on this board? Okay. Okay. 2 Corinthians. Look at chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And then we're going to go back later to read chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Okay, let's read chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, all together, whoever has it. And again, look around, share. Let's make sure that all the ones around us, if they don't have a Bible, we can share with them. Okay? Thank you. 6 and 7, go. Seven.
For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us.
Okay, verse 7 says, but we have what?
This treasure.
Okay, looking at the grammatical construction, I know, okay, this is summer, but this is summer school. The summer school of truth, you have to kind of go back into school mode just a little bit. According to the grammatical structure, what is this treasure? You know, when the word this is mentioned, there has to be something before that it's referring to. Well, if you go back to verse 6, it's actually the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in our earthen vessels, which means that in this vessel, we're all vessels, in this vessel, I have the face of God. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean I see him all the time. Because, go back to chapter 3, a few verses. Go back to chapter 3, verse 16. See, the verses are written there. Remember this verse? I wonder if you realize that this verse is connected with that verse. We have this treasure. What does this verse say? 16? Go. The veil is taken away. And when the veil is taken away, what do you see? Actually, the face of Jesus Christ, or the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So that was something written there for Jacob, but we can experience this tonight. Actually, you can experience this constantly because you can turn your heart whenever you want. And that's my point tonight. That's my point. Well, we should look at 17. What does that 17 say? And? Amen.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
I want to point out that these two verses, in verse 16, it uses the word heart, whenever the heart turns. And verse 17 talks about the Spirit. I hope that those of you who were here in March, you would remember these two words. Our entire conference was on these two words, the exercise of the heart and the spirit. And in this summer school, we're going to talk so much about the spirit. Actually, the title of our lesson book is The Two Spirits, the divine spirit and the human spirit. And of course, we want every one of you to really enjoy and to really realize how practical all these things are. But I hope that you would remember this from the summer school. From the conference. Before you touch the spirit, you have to take care of your heart. You have to turn your heart. So tonight, we're not having any lesson. This is actually just going to be an orientation. And we're going to spend probably about 30 minutes or so to go over all the things related to the practical things of our summer school. But before that, we want to give everyone the opportunity to spend a little time to turn their heart back to the Lord. And let me show you another verse that might help you to consider this, even to pray a little bit. Turn to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. I think it's verse 5. Luke chapter 3. 5 and 6. Well, how about, let's read 4, 5, and 6. Luke chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6. You have it? Okay, go. Six.
All flesh shall see the salvation of God.
You know, this is talking about the ministry of John the Baptist. Do you know who John the Baptist was? He was the one that came before Jesus to introduce Jesus. And about his ministry, it says this: he came to prepare the way of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we hope that, again, every day of our 10 days together, every day, you would contact the Lord. You would enjoy the Lord more than you have ever in your whole life. And that is possible, to go deeper and deeper every day of these 10 days. But before that can happen, we have to prepare the way of the Lord. We have to prepare. And how do you do that? You have to make sure, look in verse 5, you have to make sure that he has a straight path. So it says, every ravine shall be filled up. What's a ravine? It's like a valley, a dip, right? Chasm, something that goes down. You know, it could be that in these past weeks or days, or even just earlier today, something got you down. And if you stay dwelling in that, that's going to prevent the Lord from coming into your heart. Right? We just sang and prayed, right? Into my heart. The Lord wants to come into your heart, but something happened. Maybe you got offended at somebody. It just went down. That happens in human life. You have something just out of the blue gets you down. If that happened to us, I hope we could pray, Lord, fill my ravine. Come into my heart. And what else? Every what? Every mountain and hill shall be leveled. There are big things. There are little things that are like a barrier from the Lord to get in. I don't know what that might be. There are many kind of distractions. And then there are little distractions. I hope you would pray, Lord, level every hill so you can come into my heart. What else? Crooked places. Oh. The Lord may have a way, but it takes him a long time because he's got to go this way and this way and this way. Say, Lord, make my heart straight. Make a path straight for you. And what's the last one? Rough. Rough. You know, if you were here in March, you will remember that the road from the main highway 26 to here was rough. And now there's a smooth road. Did you see that? How many of you noticed that, like, hey, look, it's smooth. Yeah. I hope that when the Lord comes to you this summer school, maybe in the meeting tomorrow, when he comes to you, he'll say, whoa, look, it's so smooth. When she was here in March, it was so hard to get into her heart. But now, whew, wow. Wouldn't it be nice if the Lord could be surprised that way? How about we take just a couple of minutes right now? We just have a little prayer, just ourselves personally, right where we are. We close our eyes and we pray. Let's just pray for a few minutes. Lord, make my heart the best pathway for you to come in. Come into my heart. I turn my heart to you. I turn my heart to you. Take away all distractions. Maybe it could be that there's even some offenses, or not that we got offended, but we offended someone else. Some sin in the way. We have an opportunity to just pray, Lord, wash me of that. Cleanse me. How about we pray together like we do very often? Just one sentence prayer. Let's keep our heads bowed and just feel free to pray. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for the whole 10 days. Let's pray that everyone would have the Penuel experience. And feel free to pray out loud to take the lead. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Experience of the Penuel.
Amen.
Amen.
See your face, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Spread in our heart.
Amen. our heart.
Amen.
Lord, fill our being.
Amen.
Let's sing the chorus of the hymn maybe two more times, 1134. Yeah. We all know it by memory.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
I can't believe we're here at Camp Penuel.
Amen.
You know, to be here, only the Lord could have done this.
Amen.
You know, there was a time, even last year, it didn't seem like it was possible.
Uh-huh.
You know, so many things had to take place for us to be here.
Amen.
Really, it was because of the sovereign God.
Amen.
God arranged for us to be here. I really appreciate the experience of Penuel. You know, Jacob wrestled with God.
Amen.
And what he said there was, I will not let you go until you bless me.
Amen.
So I hope all of us for this entire 10 days, our attitude would be, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me.
Amen.
And surely he will do it. But in order to have the blessing, you know, for our time here, there's a need for regulations. If we just had the summer school in a loose way, a lot of blessing will leak out. So what I'll do right now is I'll go over the regulations for the Summer School of Truth. And I believe all of you have either read, and you've read, and you also have signed this. But we're going to go over this now because these are very important. And maybe we can see from a show of hands, how many of you are here for the first time for the Summer School of Truth, to attend the Summer School of Truth? Wow, so these are good numbers. Of course, for those who are in the 6th and 7th grade, it will be your first time. Welcome. But maybe also in the other grades, and also for some of the serving ones, this might be your first time attending the Summer School of Truth. So we want to welcome you. And I'll go over all these regulations. You'll have a copy of it later. But we should help one another also, that we know that these are the regulations, and if you see someone who's not too clear, we can help one another. These regulations are really for us to have a sanctified atmosphere to really receive the blessing from this time together. So firstly, attendance is mandatory in all scheduled sessions. After 3 unexcused absences, you will be required to withdraw from the summer school. If you are sick or cannot attend any session, you must request permission for this absence from your serving one. During the meetings, including the small group meetings, so there are these 7 items. So during the meetings and small group meetings, be in your assigned seat 5 minutes before the scheduled time. This really affects the atmosphere, not just for yourself, but for everyone if we're there on time. Begin to open and exercise your spirit. Once the class begins, no one is allowed to leave until dismissed. That means no bathroom or water fountain use during class. So this, you know, this is as a regulation. So in order to avoid any problems, take care of this before going to the meetings. You just need to take care of it before going to the meeting. There should be no gum chewing. There should be no talking, passing notes, or any other disruptive behavior. This one is important. There should be no cell phone use. That's including texting and gaming. So this is during the meeting time. No cell phone use. And be punctual regarding the announced schedule of all other times, including the breaks. It was very good to see how everyone came in at 7:30, and we had a very good start. Number two, everyone must take notes. So I hope you brought your notebook. That was part of the regulations. Everyone must take notes. Everyone must be willing to go through the review and complete all assigned coursework. So bring your Bible, including the Old Testament, hymnal, notebook, pen, and lesson book to every session. Number three, this is regarding our dress code. All the saints should be dressed in proper Christian attire. For the meetings, the brothers' attire should include long pants and a shirt with a collar. No contemporary designs, messages, or characters. No shorts, t-shirts, or tank tops. I think there's an exception for the t-shirts. If you have an official Summer School of Truth t-shirt or a KPCC t-shirt, then that's allowed. So there are some t-shirts that are allowed. So you'll all get a t-shirt. So that's allowed. So you could wear the t-shirt, yeah. But you're getting one t-shirt, so you may need to wash that if you're gonna wanna wear that throughout. Okay, for the meetings, the sisters' attire should include, this is more important for the sisters, a skirt or a dress not above the knee. Dress list should end below the knee. No t-shirt tops, for example, skirts and t-shirts or tank tops. Everyone should bring clothing appropriate for outdoor service and afternoon recreation. All shorts must be knee length, or you will be asked to change the long pants. So the shorts are for the recreation time, but they need to be knee length. Now I know that, you know, tonight was the first night, so the regulations are going forward. So I know many of you may not have known. Many of you are asking if the regulations started now or not. They will start after this meeting. We'll start these regulations for the dress code. And also, as goes for all these regulations, if you have any problems with it, please feel free to fellowship. You know, please feel free to fellowship. So all of you will be together with other serving ones and TAs. So I hope you would have feel the freedom and liberty to fellowship with them about any of these regulations. All right, number four. Cooperation and proper attitude toward all the serving ones is mandatory at all the times. Number five, everyone must be willing to participate in all activities of the summer school, both in and out of the meetings. I heard about some of the activities that are planned for you, and actually they sound very good. So I don't think this will be so difficult in a lot of these. Number six, this one is actually new, it may be new for some of you. All cell phones must be turned in to the serving ones each night before lights out. This is to help everyone avoid the temptation of staying up late either texting or playing games on their phones. So this might be new, but I think it's very clear. Yeah. Okay. I think it's very clear, so there shouldn't be any problems when you're asked to do this. So in accordance with this rule and having a proper attitude toward your serving ones, I hope we can take care of this. Yeah. You know, we're wrestling with God. We're not wrestling with our serving ones. God is sovereign over all of these regulations. So I hope we have this proper attitude. Yeah. Number seven, lights must be out by 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m., that's correct, right? 10:30, yeah, 10:30 p.m. And the reason for this is because, quiet everyone, everyone must rise in the morning by 7 a.m. So I hope you all take advantage of this bedtime. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. There's just a few more. All saints should maintain a proper, restricted brother-sister in the Lord relationship in all situations. That's in language, in attitude, intention, and heart. I think this will be a great help to us for the next 10 days. So this it's not so black and white. I think you know what this involves. So we should really allow the Lord to enter into our heart concerning this. And 9, personal electronic entertainment devices are not allowed at the camp. And 10, everyone must follow all the regulations set forth by the KPCC staff. And I think the primary one is not to go into the lake, right? We have this nice, wonderful lake. You might be tempted to kind of go closer to it. Some might be even tempted to go into it, but that's not advised. Actually, there might be a lot of algae in it. So if you touch it, you may kind of have a skin condition. So stay away from the lake. Stay away from the lake. Yeah. I think that's all the regulations. So you'll have this in the handout that will be given to you. And then now I think we're going to go over some more announcements concerning the logistics.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Be happy. Be happy the whole time, okay? We want everybody to be happy. Amen. Okay. I'm going to give you some announcements, and then which will culminate in dismissing you by categories, so that you can go to this room, back to the registration area, where you will be picking up a packet like this. Okay, according to your name. And now listen to this part. This is the most important piece of information that I'm going to be giving you. So I'll wait until I have everybody's attention. When you pick up this packet, inside will be some papers. There's a lead sheet, and there is a map. You're going to need that map. If you haven't been here before, you're going to need this map. There will also be a copy of these same regulations and a copy of tomorrow morning's outline, outline number one. Now, the idea is, notice that they have holes. The idea is that you could build your package for the entire summer school. We will be handing things out, and you can be putting them in here, okay? You're going to also get songs as a set. We would expect that you would put that at the end, and then keep... Each time you get outlines, you'll be placing them, and then the, okay. Now, the one little problem that we faced was that we ordered all the this folders like this, but they sent us folders like this. Okay, so with no divider, you know, to place to put it into. So if you, more than half of you are actually going to get one of these. Okay, just hold on to it for now. We will replace it for you, hopefully by tomorrow. But for now, just take the pages, the papers that we give you, and put one side or the other. Just make sure you have the outline with you tomorrow. Okay? Now, that's not the most important piece of information. That's not what I was talking about. The most important piece of information is this right here. This label, because the bottom of this label will tell you where you live. That will be your building and room number. Building and room number. Then you'll find out where you are staying and with whom for the next 10 days. Okay? Okay. Okay, but that's not first. That's the last thing we're going to do. That's the last thing. Schedule. I'm just going to tell you tomorrow morning's schedule, because you will also get a copy of this, especially the Serving Saints. Please listen carefully. Serving Saints, including all to whom we refer to as the TAs, the teaching assistants, all serving ones, there is a meeting for us in this room at 6:30 in the morning. How come the young people said amen? I heard those. Amen. We're getting up at 7. Amen. You guys got to be here at 6:30. Amen. 6:30. Coffee and tea and water will be available starting from 6:15 in the dining hall. Okay. 6:30, Serving Saints, 6:30, all serving ones, 6:30. Just put the schedule away. Okay, rising at 7, everyone up at 7. Then at 7:30, from 7:30 to 7:45, there will be a prayer time in all the rooms. Prayer time, a corporate morning watch. So just to pray over a few verses to open our hearts together to the Lord. We must get to the line to eat, now I'm talking about breakfast, in shifts, because not everyone fits into the dining hall. Of course, again, those of you who were here in March, you may have noticed they put the awnings out. There's a covered area. Now we can eat outside covered there too. So there is more room to sit. Tomorrow, sisters go first. At 7:45. Sisters, 7:45. Brothers, don't come until 8. Okay, don't come until 8. Okay? Now, that does not mean that you have to have a 30-minute morning watch. Okay? You don't have to pray that long. 15 minutes morning watch, and then you have 15 minutes, you know, free, off. But get over to the line at 8 o'clock. The morning meeting will begin at 9. The morning meeting will begin at 9 a.m. Okay. I'll tell you the schedule for tonight now. Tonight. You will be dismissed starting around 9 or 8:55. It will take us some time to dismiss you because we need the saints to go there, get your things, get your assignment, and then go to your cabins and so on. We're expecting that will probably take about 30 minutes. Okay. There is supposed to be a snack, and I'm wondering if Brother Marvin, if you could confirm with registration or the, about tonight's snack. Hold on, everybody, please. Everyone, let's see what it says here. Yes. Everyone needs to be in their room by 9:45. On our schedule, that will say roll call. roll call at 9:45. That is, the serving ones will take your attendance to see if you are on time for that. That's just like meeting attendance. Roll call, 9:45. Once it's 9:45, we do not want you to leave your building. 9:45. Okay. Then we start your showers, all those kind of things, get settled, and let's change this a little bit. At 10:15, we hope everybody's ready for bed, and then you have a short prayer time in your room. Everybody, a short prayer time in your room. You need to get to know one another. You need to get, you know, say hi to each other. You're not staying by locality, okay? You are staying by grade. You're staying by grade. Of course, by gender. So, you knew that already, I hope. And you, basically, your room will be your group, or your group will be your room. Okay. Let's continue. Serving saints, please turn into the registration the medical release forms. The medical release forms, that you should have one medical release form. There should be a designated person from every locality that has the medical release forms for every young person in your group that is signed by the parents or guardians. Please turn those in to registration tonight. Okay, next. We need 10 volunteers for breakfast cleanup tomorrow. Could we have 10 volunteers, brothers or sisters? Stand up, please. Stand up, please. Okay, stop. Okay. We need you to see, to come up right here. Just come, no, when we dismiss, you come up right here and you'll see Sister Esther. Could you stand up, please? Esther, okay, I think, and Mary. Mary's in the back there. They will meet you right here when we dismiss. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 13, is that okay? Can we send them all? Thank you for your volunteering. Sit down. Serving saints, another very important point. All the payments will be collected, we'll make announcements, and we'll collect it later in the week, okay? Unless you're the person that's gonna make the payment and you have to leave, then please see registration. So if you have to leave like tonight or tomorrow, please see registration about the payment. If not, we will make announcements. Once we get everything else out of the way, we will turn to that matter of the payments, okay? And then there's the housing. Mary, are we ready to send them out? Yeah. Okay, does anyone have any questions? Anyone have any questions about anything that I announced? Don't start talking, don't ask each other. I mean to ask me. No? If not, then we would ask. Sister TAs, could you please get up and go over and get your housing? Now, sisters, get your housing and go straight to your room because we're sending the kids to you as soon as possible. Okay? Please don't linger and talk. We have a few moments, so feel free to talk amongst yourselves. No?